What people forget is that brand is not this shiny, fluffy stuff that goes on. Brand is your messaging, your point of view, what you stand for, your values, and that should be communicated in every piece of content.
Great events create great brands, but pulling off an event that engages, excites, and connects audiences? Well, that takes a village, and we're that village. My name is Alyssa.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Camille.
And I'm Felicia.
And you're listening to Great Events, the podcast for all event enthusiasts, creators, and innovators in the world of events and marketing.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to How B2B Marketers Earn Attention, Build Brand, and Drive Demand in 2026. My name is Camille Arnold. I'm part of the marketing team here at Cvent, and we've got a really exciting agenda today, especially because I have a pretty special guest, none other than Daniel Murray of the Marketing Millennials, who will be joining me in a little bit. We're really here to talk about what has changed in B2B marketing and why earning attention has become both harder and more important than ever. We're going to talk about what's broken, but we're also going to talk about what is working right now, how events fit into that, and how you can take that attention that you're building with your target audience and turn it into pipeline, because that's what we're here to do, right? AI has made marketing, especially content marketing in some ways, easier than ever to produce and execute, but it's also made content maybe even easier to ignore. And most marketing today is competing for attention, right? And very little of it is actually earning attention well and then converting into pipeline. So that's what I want to talk about here and get into a frame of mind where we can understand that attention isn't just a brand metric anymore. It's really a pipeline input. So that's the lens for today's conversation. When we think about this moment that we're in, right, AI is everywhere. And as I said, it's removed a lot of friction for marketing teams in terms of that content generation and production. And even when you are, as a marketer, earning attention with your target audience, your target buyers, buying intent signals are really muddy these days. I was just at the Forrester B2B Summit conference, and I was talking to so many marketers who were saying the same thing. It's just harder to know what is actually working right now. And so what I'm seeing and hearing is that marketers are feeling less confident than ever in terms of being able to say with conviction what is actually driving growth for their business right now. And at the same time, everyone I'm talking to, I'm sure you can relate, is under so much pressure to prove pipeline and revenue impact from any and all marketing activities, right? So that's the challenge that we're in right now. We have the ability to create and produce more than ever, but not necessarily more clarity in terms of what is actually working. Just to put a bow on this, it's not just the AI piece that's part of the challenge here, because the fundamentals have shifted underneath us, right? Sales cycles are longer and more complex than ever. Buying committees are larger. I heard at Forrester, buying committees are something around like 13 plus people. You're not just selling to one person anymore. You know, you're selling to a whole group. And the stat that I think most of us are probably super familiar with is 95% of your buyers aren't even in market to buy at any given moment. So that means that parts of our old playbooks, they're just not working the way that they used to. And trust and familiarity are built over time. We know this long before someone is in market ready to buy. So our marketing motions have to evolve, right? Going from just capturing demand to really earning attention early and then converting that over time. Okay. I've been gabbing for a while. I want to go ahead and bring Daniel up on stage here so we can get into it today. So let's drop our slide deck and bring Daniel up here so that we can talk about his thoughts. Daniel, first of all, hi.
Thank you for having me. It's going to be a fun conversation.
It is. You are an exceptional marketer yourself, and you also talk to operators all the time. This is really, we're in your wheelhouse. So I know you have a really strong read on what's going on. Let's just start with one of your hot takes. I'm sure you have many, but from where you sit, what do you think is most broken in B2B marketing right now? Let's just start there.
The obsession of measurement has kill creativity over time. And what that has done is we only optimize for what is trackable, and you stop doing things that actually build brand and build attention. And that's a big problem I see with a lot of people. If it's not trackable, if it's not in, doesn't become in your CRM or in your marketing automation platform, you stop doing those things that actually build a lasting brand. Nobody goes to a forum these days and says, oh, I saw your LinkedIn post 15 times and then I decided to buy. Nobody's saying that, but realistically, like, you are seeing content all over, you're seeing things all over, and all those little touch points are making the decision, not that end touch point or last touch point. So that's number one, I would think, is broken. Number two is, we're talking about AI. I think content volume has kind of replaced content quality in some aspect. And I think since AI made it so easy to make content, B2B buyers are drowning in like a sea of sameness. And what's actually something that's you could do to stand out is having a strong point of view, being niche-er. And that's something that is not happening as often. I would say the third point is, I think brand and demand are still siloed. And I think these teams need to work together, especially in the age of AI. I think we're back in the age of brand, because the way you show up in LLMs and the way you show up in these chatbots is being mentioned and your name being mentioned in multiple places. And if nobody's talking about you or nobody's saying your brand name, you're not going to show up in these places. So PR is back. Having exciting events are very back. Social is back. Social is having its moment when it should have been having its moment 10 years ago, but it's having its moment now. And the last thing I would say is, like, a lot of people treat events a one-off execution, a checkbox, and I think that's broken. When they run an event as a one-off execution, they're leaving 80% of the value on the table, because the value comes with the content that's produced. Now that you have AI, you could take a transcript, put it in AI, and you could get a month, 2 months, 3 months of content just from one 45-minute webinar. But people put on the webinar, they have people show up, they don't do anything with it, and they leave all that value on the table from that 45-minute. And first-party data is in right now, so like, this is your way to get a unique thought leadership, elite point of view, unique content that is produced on the internet and show up on multiple LLMs.
Events are kind of the perfect solution to a lot of these challenges that I just spent 5 minutes outlining, right? And that you are also illustrating for us. So I'm excited to dive into that more with you. But can we go back to what you said about brand and demand being siloed? Because it's not a new challenge, right? But those pain points are now being exacerbated by all the other things we talked about, right? If you're not investing in brand because your team has been designed and kind of operates, like you said, to just measure what is easily trackable, right? Which events can be trackable if you set them up and you run them strategically, but that is another conversation for another day. I guess I'm just curious, how do you go about uniting brand and demand?
All marketing is performance marketing. Every marketing brand demand.
Agree.
Brand is just betting on demand in a longer period of time. And demand is you're capturing something that is happening right now. But if you're only doing demand, you're basically fishing in a big pond. You're only fishing in 5% of the pond. The rest of the pond, and you just keep on fishing, and eventually you're probably going to get all the fish in that pond, and then it's going to dry up, and then these buckets. So at first it feels easy because you capture, there's a lot of fish there, and then the fish get less fish, and then it gets harder, and then you have to spend more effort to get the next bucket of fish, and then there's less bucket of fish. I don't know the exact stat, but I think only 5% of buyers are in the market right now.
Right.
So you have to create attention to last. So when someone has a buying decision, you're top of mind. And I also think us as marketers, our number one goal, I don't care, is to create attention. That's our number one goal. Marketing is attention. And One is paid marketing is guaranteed distribution to your audience, not guaranteed attention. And also organic is distribution in a way, but organic is harder because it proves that you have to actually produce something that's attention worthy to get it in the algorithm. So that's why I think that doing things that are organically work and organically show up, if you do that well and have that arm well, paid is so much easier. It becomes less expensive. People know about you. They start recognizing you. So I honestly believe at least 20% of your budget should go to brand building activities. And honestly, events are kind of in both buckets. I think you can run events as a demand play and you can run a brand play, or you can run both play. And that's the problem. I think events is this siloed function. And I think that if brand and demand go together, you can run great events. What people forget is that brand is not this shiny, fluffy stuff that goes on. Brand is your messaging, your point of view, how what you stand for, your values. And that should be communicated in every piece of content that you put out there. Maybe it doesn't have to look perfectly the same. I think you could have guardrails for that for brand. But what you're trying to convey, your messaging, your values should be in your paid advertising, should be in anything you spend on. So that's why I think that it should be a function that is talking to each other all the time.
People still struggle to connect brand metrics to either pipeline or revenue metrics. How do you make your CFO care about what you're doing on the brand side of things? How do you tie traditional brand metrics to revenue outcomes or growth outcomes?
Getting your revenue goals as first is the number one thing. If you're not hitting your revenue goals, you shouldn't be spending extra money to like do brand stuff. I know that's hard to say, but you should be doing that. But I truly believe there's like easier things to being on social and stuff like that and running events where you can start building it in small, tangible ways. Like blended CAC is one of the best metrics. If you're expending and your blended CAC cost per acquisition stays at like a rate, a number that you come up as a company, you could keep spending and spending till you go over. So I think like it starts with like getting your demand function really good to be able to do brand stuff. But again, brand is a hard thing to measure because it takes time. And I think doing little things like adding where did you hear about us on a form? The problem is the tracking is broken. It's not the actual brand functioning is broken. And it's really hard. Yeah. And now with event platforms that could track better, social platforms that can track better. Now with AI, you could add that. You can analyze sales calls. You can get sales reps to say that. So you'll see it come more and more once you start doing the right things over and over that people say, I heard you on LinkedIn. I heard you through events. I heard you through this. I heard you through that. You added just a simple question like, where did you hear about us? You'll see more and more people. Another metric to look at is branded search. If you're doing good brand, more people should be speaking about you. Branded search terms should be going up. Volume should be going up. And now with LLMs, you should be showing up in LLMs more often if you're doing right. The right brand stuff. So those are some of like branded search, frozen, blended CAC. Where did you hear about us? Or some ways to just do that in the long term. But I think you'll gain more trust as marketers if you're hitting your revenue goals to be able to do these forcing functions. But I always lean on the 80-20 rule on spend.
You mentioned early on in terms of what's broken, what's not working, seeing people really kind of over-rotate for quantity over quality. And let's talk a little bit about why it's important to get that right, nailing the quality for your content and how content and events kind of work together to drive demand or digital and brand and all that stuff.
I think what is working right now is like personality-led content. The brands that are winning have a real human voice that I've seen. They have a person you're following. So that is one thing that's working right now is personality-led content. Two, I think more and more people are going into owning your audience. And that's a good way to like prove brand as well. Because if you're doing organic stuff, you should have a ability to bring them into your funnel and owning an audience, like a newsletter, events. You start owning your audience that way when you're doing your own thing. So email letters, communities, having a owned event that you do. I think that's good. I think that also dark social drives more pipeline than anybody wants to admit. Like people screenshotting in Slack, they're forwarding emails, they're texting their friends. Those things are invisible in analytics, but they actually do drive decisions. I know everybody probably has got someone screenshotting a meme in their Slack channel before, or screenshotting out, oh, this is the cool stat I saw here, or I heard this at an event. Those are things that are getting shared from someone who said that as an expert. Those things are not being accounted for a lot of the time. The pendulum is swinging very AI heavy. And so when that happens, there's always a barbell that swings all the way back to the other side. And that's in real life, IRL events. Yep. People want to be in person and people are craving to be in rooms with people. They're craving analog stuff. They are sick of the digital noise and they want to be in person. And I think that if you can own your own event or own something in person, even if it's a small like dinner series or a small fireside chats that you do in other cities, people are craving that. And online too, you could do the same thing with virtual too. I think the good thing about virtual is you can, it's also a content engine that you can use for forever. I think that's what I love about virtuals. I do virtual events mainly for content for like the rest of the year that I can use this. And if you are good, if you could set up your own database, your own LLM where you're plugging these transcripts in, you can go say, Daniel had a quote in this webinar series. Could you pull it up for this piece of content? This person had a quote in this thing. Could you bring up someone? I know someone said this at this. Could you find that? And you could create multiple pieces of content, social, blog, newsletter, et cetera, just from one event. I do that all the time. Create multiple pieces of content off of one event or one podcast or something that is live.
And the content flywheel, as you just described it, is so powerful.
I think that events is one of the richest first party data you'll ever collect. Because like every poll answer is an intent signal. Every question submitted is a pain point confession. And a lot of people collect this, but do nothing with it. They don't put it in their CRM. They're not personalizing outreach with this stuff. They're not creating content based on this. So every question in your events should be a piece of content that you put in your blog, put in a newsletter, put it somewhere else. This chat right now should be all pieces of content. So that's number one why I think virtual events are great. I also think events compress the trust timeline because normal content takes 6 to 9 months to warm someone up. But a live 45-minute session when someone drops cool insights or something, expertise, and that resonates with their problem, that builds trust with the audience really quickly that you have expertise. And what wins, and especially B2B, is expertise. People want to buy from people they like, but also with people that know their stuff, especially with marketing tools. There's nothing better than IRL in 2026. The hallway conversations, the dinner after the keynote, the meetings between sessions, that's where real relationships form. And if you're running that event, you are the conduit of making this happen. There's no digital channel that replicates that. I don't know what digital channel replicates true human connection together.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. And I think we're seeing signs from the people who understand that and are going to be smart and capitalize on that.
Science and culture too. Like Coachella was one of the hardest events to get into. Like 2016, it was great. 10 years, it went into a little slump. Now it's back. It's like the tickets were very, I know there was the Bieber effect, but people wanted to be in person. Then if you can be that brand that does that, that's another way to create brand for yourself.
So one of the things I wanted to talk with you about today is the relationship, the nature of the relationship between content and events and community. And I think you've done a really good job of kind of putting those puzzle pieces together for us to understand how they all work together in the marketing landscape. I'm curious, Daniel, because I've been hearing more marketers, especially digital marketers, talk about how they're experimenting with Reddit. Some are like, it's great. Others are maybe you just haven't dabbled. I'm just curious, what are your thoughts on Reddit? Do you think it's working well as one of the social platforms? Would you tell B2B marketers to take that a little bit more seriously?
I do think Reddit is showing up in results because it's looking for real people talking. But I always will say, like, go to one channel you can win first. I wouldn't be on Reddit if you haven't won on a channel where most of your audience is going. If your audience, if you're a plumber and there's a subreddit like plumbing and stuff like that, and you want to win that, but the one thing about Reddit, which people don't like, it takes time. So when you go into a subreddit like r plumbing or r home buyers or r whatever, a couple of things you should be doing is you have to show up as a real human. Don't show up as your company. I would spend a month just consuming and seeing how people talk in that subreddit. And then if you see something that you can answer with your expertise that would help out the community, the next month I would start adding a little bit here, a little bit there, nothing about the company. And then once you build more and more credit on that site and karma, you can rank higher and higher and higher. But the way to get shown up a Reddit, to be honest, if you want to like not do the Reddit thing, is creating content and things that are worth talking about. Like, it's talking Reddit. So doing things that actually create attention, like that's talked about Reddit. And like when someone asks a Reddit, what's the best event platform? Your name should be answered on there. Otherwise, you're doing something wrong. That's why brand matters, because if you're doing things that are right, your name gets shown up in forums where people are talking about those questions and those pain points that you solve, or that piece of content that you wrote that solves that. So that's the way to get quicker in a Reddit, is create great content that people want to talk about. Create a brand that people want to talk about that is on Reddit, that people talk about in their content, that people share online, that people share on LinkedIn. So yeah, I do think it's a great channel, but I do think focus on one channel, dominate one channel first, and then go to the next channel.
Okay. I think that's good advice. I have another question for you, a little bit off the cuff. You talked about using events as a means to start to really own your audience or own an audience, right? Mm-hmm. And that, I think, lends itself to, in theory, not necessarily, but building community for sure with that audience. Something I am hearing from marketers who are leaning into events is, how do you still get people to show up, right? Like driving attendance with the right people. What are your thoughts on balancing just going and doing your own events and really focus on like owning your audience versus finding strategic partners in your space that maybe you're partnering on your events, or you are kind of have some sort of coordinated, call it co-marketing, basically, right? But some sort of coordinated effort. What are your thoughts?
If you don't have a great owned audience, it's just like social or like paid social, right? If you don't have a good social following that could convert, you have to at the start partner with people who have audience to be able to build up your event. So if you are putting an event, I would have multiple, like partner with creators or partner with people who have audiences that can drive people to your event. Because eventually, if you do this for enough years, you'll build up an audience that is talked about, that you don't have to do that. But the starting point is really hard. So I do think partnering at the beginning, if you don't have an audience, but that goes back to why like having a trusted audience that loves you as a brand is so important, because event really shows how many people like your brand. If you can get 500 people in a room paying to come to your event, that's the ultimate intent signal that you have somewhat of a brand. And if you can't do that, that means you probably need to start building, either partnering or building up your like brand or your social audience or your own audience to be able to push people to that event. So at the start, I would say do it simultaneously. Start building up your email list, your creating good content. And the content really formula is that wins is you have to give stuff that's relevant to your audience, and relevant could be relevant entertainment, relevant education, relevant news. Relevancy wins. You could send 8 emails a week if they're all relevant to your audience. The problem is that people send 8 emails a week and none of it's relevant to the audience. It looks like spam. So if you send like a hot tip every day for 7 days a week, and it's providing value to someone, they will open that email because it works, because it's relevant to them. So relevancy wins in content. And then also like consistency wins in all marketing. So it's like relevancy and consistency wins, because consistency just showing up, staying top of mind long enough, you'll beat people because people don't stay long enough. Most podcasts don't go past 19 episodes. Only 1% of people actually post on LinkedIn. It might seem like your feed is crowded, but that's because that's the 1% posting on LinkedIn. And you're just not that in that 1% if you're not posting. And there's a content deficit on LinkedIn still. And it's still such a goal of mine to use that audience. But again, events are that intent signal to prove that you have audience. That's why you have to put out great content every single time. And every event matters. What do you do when there's a lot of events? You have to step your game up. You have to do something better. You have to do something that's worth people spending time doing. You have to do something better than the average out there. So either you do something different, you do something original. It doesn't have to be speakers. When we did our first marketing conference, we made it a festival. We had a live band on stage. We did it at a concert venue instead of a conference hall. Did something different that people loved because it was different than the norm. So in any channel, you have to be better than the norm. You have to be better than the average. So you have to have a B plus A event, not just do event to do event because it's event to do. You have to do something that makes people worth paying money to show up, leave their family, spend time, leave their work, and to come do that. And that's either the best education, the most entertaining event, the best community for people to network. You have to have something that's better than the other events out there.
And I wanted to ask you what you think separates a good event experience from a forgettable one or one that doesn't capture attention. Because we get obsessive over tracking website visits and clicks and things. And that attention is important. We need that attention, right, from our target buyers. But all the things you just said, when you go to an event, whether you've paid for a ticket or not, if you have to travel, get on a plane, sometimes you just, it's a 30-minute commute maybe, but that's time, right? That's going to the event, showing up, spending time there with your brand. And then anything you hope that person does with your brand after the event, that attention is, it's just so much more time than a 2-minute website visit. I guess I wanted to just hear from you. If events are such a good way to earn and keep attention with our people, how do we create the events that are standing out from the other events?
One thing that I'm seeing that's a new trend, which I think is really cool that people are doing, is these no recording, no sharing of ideas like outside room, the event. Because some people want to get the real data. They want to get the real advice. So doing something where you can share metrics outside what other people are doing, that's one way I've seen is doing something different. There's no recording. You're doing something that is, people are sharing real insights that are going to move your business. I think that's one side of it. I think one thing you have to do is one is just any channel or anything is you have to actually go to all the, not only in your industry, but go into like what other people, other events are doing outside your industry and not even in business, maybe even like what people are doing in concerts or people are doing this and take idea. The best inspiration comes from outside your industry. What can you pull that Coachella did well that you could bring to your thing? What did you pull that this company as well, this brand as well to bring to your event? There's so many ideas where B2B hasn't used something that has worked outside to bring that. Great, easy opportunities for people to connect with each other at these events and showcase how the cool people that are coming to the event. I think that's one thing people really want to do at these events is have those spaces where you can connect. Another thing people could do is like pre-match people before the event, build something before the event where you pre-match people, get people to meet before they go to the event and then go to the event. There's so many things that I think you could do that are different, innovative. Like I said, when I thought of my event for Marketing Land, I was like, I want Coachella and Disneyland together. Like, how do I create that? But then you curating the topics that are relevant at the time for those people. So making sure you have speakers who can deliver on top-notch advice and have the best speakers as well. So having all those little parts, but there's a lot of ways to be original out there, and we're in a time where we could be original. I think we're in the creativity era of marketing.
What's the best channel for bringing people into events?
LinkedIn just launched a new feature where you can run ads to events offline, because before you can only run ads online to a LinkedIn event. So now you can run that to like your event that's to your own reg page. So I think LinkedIn ads. I think obviously if you have a social following, that's one of the best ways to get people to your event, but that's a hard thing to do because you have to build a social following. I think if you don't have a social following, the best way to do that is partner with creators that have followings that can help you bring people to event, or communities that are doing that. So like Slack can use, they can help you bring people to your event. Like paid ads only get you so far. What I like to do is have events leading up to the big event, live events. So I would like to have virtual series leading up to the big event. So you capture those emails. You can use that as a avenue to like sell tickets at that event too, but like create a series that it leads up to that event that creates hype for the event too, but also like builds the list as you go. And as you do it year after year, that list gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it becomes easier and easier to drive people to your event.
Leaning into communities, like you said, or influencers or creators is really smart. And you can also start that on an even smaller scale. Let's say you're hosting an event and it's for customers and prospects, and you have 10 customer champions, they're super engaged. You could invite them to be part of like a special host committee for that event, and then ask them, find some way to make it worth their while, valuable, incentivize maybe, but you could ask them if there's 5 great people that they think should be their guest at the event. Okay, shifting gears a little bit, what are the main ways B2B marketing is different from B2C marketing?
I don't like to think of them too differently. First of all, I think you're still marketing to a human, and you're still competing against every B2C ad in the world and every B2C event in the world. So you're competing against the best B2C companies, and B2C has a higher bar of made better creative. And that's why you should look at B2C, how they run the ads. A couple of things are different. It depends on your company. I think one is that there's more people making a decision to purchase a product in a B2B company versus a consumer. Like, you have to convince multiple people in a company that this is a good buying decision. That is one. I think in B2C, like, the margins are very slim. You have more leeway in B2B to play the longer game, have a lot. It's more as you're trying to get a lead or an opportunity in the door. But I think if you can be as good as a B2C creatively, as good as B2C ad-wise, as good as B2C, you'll be a top B2B marketing company. Like, if you can run it like that. That's why a lot of my insights are the same, because I think everybody's marketing to human at the end of the day.
Preach. Love it. All right, folks, we are coming up on the end of this session. I'm just going to encourage you now. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find Daniel on LinkedIn. Daniel, thank you so much for just sharing your wisdom, your thoughts, your ideas with us today. I definitely learned a lot. And folks, until next time, take care. We'll see you at the next one.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Great Events, a podcast by Cvent. If you've been enjoying our podcast, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.
And you can help fellow event professionals and marketers just like you discover great events by leaving us a rating on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Stay connected with us on social media for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and some extra doses of inspiration.
Got a great story or an event to share? We want to hear from you. Find us on LinkedIn, send us a DM, or drop us a note at greatevents@cvent.com.
Big thanks to our amazing listeners, our guest speakers, and the incredible team behind the scenes. Remember, every great event begins with great people.
And that's a wrap. Keep creating, keep innovating, and keep joining us as we redefine how to make events great.